Hi everyone, welcome to the next episode of Gatekeeper Conversations. This is Natalie. Thank you for joining me. Today's topic is about the foundations of health. I just want to preface this by saying I'm not a health and wellness expert, but I've had my own enormous journey around health and wellness, mental, physical, energetic, emotional. And I would like to say that I think I'm an expert on myself. And this is what we should really be aiming for, is to be experts on ourselves. I also want to say that last night I actually recorded an episode on this. And what I was most shocked by is the fact that I could monologue for 24 minutes. It really surprised me. I didn't know I had so much to say. But perhaps today's session will be even longer because I'm re-recording it because I had some realizations this morning, and also I did a very special session last night, and I thought, no, this is at the foundation of it all, actually. So I'm going to be sharing all of this with you. You know, the most important thing on this journey is that we become our own expert, our own scientist, our own guru. At best, people can guide us and give us advice, but at the end of the day, you are you, very unique and special. And no one person is alike. We're driven by different things. We are motivated by different things. Our body responds to different things. And so it should, because we are unique energies on this planet. And we're all here to bring a different vibration and need to honor that. Do not feel guilty about feeling pulled to something or not being pulled towards something. Anyway, so let's get into it. I've actually made some notes this time, so bear with me. So foundations of health for me. And I want to just say this as well. Everything that I'm mentioning here is going to support the body doing what it needs to do. Everything that you need to pay attention to is to support your journey towards health. It is not in isolation. A lot of people share separate tips about things. No, we are a system. The body has several different requirements for us to be vital and to be healthy. But anyway, so these are the ones I feel are most important. So firstly, water, good hydration. What are we, 75, 80% water? A good water source, the best that you can afford. And the best water source is not going to be out of a plastic bottle. When I was living in Berlin, it was fantastic because they're amazing there. They have bottles of spring water, glass bottles for 80 cents a liter and a half. And then, you know, you can recycle them as well. And for me, that was super, actually. I'm not saying it's the best option. The reason why I've kind of delved into water was because I went through a phase of drinking a lot of water and then just not feeling hydrated. So my awareness kind of turned to that. Now at this point in time, I am just using a water filter and an analemma water wand to structure my water, to give coherence to the water. Coherent water, structured water, means coherent water in our own bodies, which leads to coherence in our thoughts, in our energy, in our patterns. I was also in Italy last week or a couple of weeks ago. We went to a beautiful little village and it had a spring. You could actually drink the water from the spring and it was beautiful. It was like that milky effervescent color as it came out of the tap and it was fantastic. So, you know, obviously this is the ideal, but listen, do your best. Do your best according to your budget, but just be aware, you know, if you're having tap water, boil it and then filter it. Avoid plastic bottles. You know, if you have the funds to get an analemma water wand, even better, get a system, get a water system for your house. There's several out there. Again, I'm going to refer to Luke's story. Have a look on his website. He's researched extensively. I trust his opinion and see what he recommends. So for me, it's just a water filter and analemma water one to structure. And that's been really good. I feel hydrated. And of course, you know, water is not the only source of hydration. Vegetables, fruit, etc. Whatever vibes with you. Okay, next diet. I think this is obvious. And I'm not talking about trends. Too often we get caught up in trends. Currently there's the kind of vegan trend that's going. I was a strict vegetarian as I was going through my awakening process for a few years. I lost a lot of weight. It did do its purpose because I obviously needed to purge some stuff. But then I got very weak. I lost 7 kgs. I was unhealthy. I was ungrounded. It was not good for me. I looked unhealthy. And from someone who was very fit, strong, and vital before, it was shocking to be in that position. It was like once all the very intense healing stuff had passed, but I still felt weak, I thought, well, this is strange. And I actually did a process. And what came up for me was just two words, eat meat. Literally, that's the message that popped into my head. And I did. And it's taken me a little bit of time to build my strength up again. But again, guys, you know, we all know it. Organic grass, grass-fed or free-range as much as possible, as much as your budget can allow. Maybe you can grow your own veggies outside. You know, maybe you can do a little garden with a friend. But really avoid processed foods as much as possible. You know, we all kind of indulge now and again. That's okay. It's totally fine to do that. But just pay attention, cultivate your own diet for yourself. What feels good for you? What doesn't feel good? What is giving you energy? You know, how do you feel afterwards? Tune in. This is your responsibility. Okay, next, movement, moving the body, hugely important. We all know it. Sorry about that. The dog was making some bizarre sounds in the background. Movement, guys, move the body, get the lymphatic system going, draining toxins, get that electricity firing up in your body, in your bones, get those good feeling endorphins released, stress is released, whatever way resonates with you. Yeah, we have all these fitness programs and this and that out there, and I just think, God, some of them are so boring. I just can't do it. You know, perhaps you're a yogi and you love it, but perhaps you're not. Don't force yourself to do something that you really don't like. You know, give it a little bit of time, but listen to your body. Maybe you want to dance. Maybe you love to run. Maybe you love to climb, whatever it is. For me, I do a little bit of weight training. I play my tennis and I walk as well. These are my things that I really like right now. So yeah, move the body, particularly if you're in an office job. My goodness, guys, move even more. Release that stress. Try and move in the middle of the day as well if you can. So movement. Next, the environment. This is quite a deep one. Maybe I need to do a completely separate talk about this because this is a very, very important one. But the environment that you're in, we think that, you know, we've normalized being in a city environment. But let's look at the stresses that we are constantly bombarded with on so many levels. It's that we can't even perceive and we wonder why we feel fatigued and stressed. Then you go into nature, you feel revitalized for a holiday. We go into nature for a holiday. This is bizarre. This is where we should be most of the time. This is where we get our energy from. This is where we get vitality from, you know. So having a look at the environment that you live in, the environment that you work in, the people that you surround yourself with, the internal environment. What am I thinking of? What thoughts do I tell myself? Do I have a nice, kind dialogue with myself that's loving? Or am I super critical of myself? Who are the, you know, friends around you? And this comes to my next one, community. Wow, the importance of community. People you vibe with, people who uplift you, support you, make you feel great. Also hold you accountable. You know, this is not just about turning a blind eye. People that call you on your bullshit. But yeah, a place where you feel accepted, where you feel seen and heard and supported is hugely important. When I lived in China, the last few years, I lived in a village community. I did not fully appreciate it. I'm not going to say it was fully my tribe. But during the second lockdown in 2022, when we didn't have access to a lot of supplies, everyone pulled together and we were sharing veggies. I was baking bread. We were bartering. We were swapping. We were helping stuff. We were helping each other with things. And this for me was remarkable. I'd not experienced that before, not to that level. So if you don't have a good community around you, form one, find one. I can guarantee you that there are other people out there looking for the same thing. Open the space. Love. Love. Loving animals, loving the planet, loving yourself, loving each other. It's interesting when people talk about the foundations of health, and I think this is like such a fundamental one. And if you don't have that love for yourself, start cultivating that. Listen, it's a long process. It's not an easy process. But why else are we here? You know, there's so many beautiful things in this world. Go into the love. Fun and play, particularly in these times where, gosh, you know, we're overwhelmed. There's so much conflict and stress and strife. The news would lead us to believe that that's all there is at the moment. No. What a load of nonsense. It's like we're programmed to believe that stress and conflict should be the norm. No. Fun, play, love, enjoyment, evolution. These should be the foundations of why we're here, to enjoy this magnificent planet, to see what is possible, not experiencing division and hatred and conflict constantly. I really hope we move through this energy soon, but guys, you know, fun and play, spread those vibes, bring that out, have fun, play. It's just so important right now. And I'm quite a serious person, so I, you know, need a bit of a reminder. I needed to remind myself as well. Because these messages around us are so serious. So we, you know, a few people that I follow on Instagram are just completely silly, and I love it. It's so important to have their vibes and energy. Okay, so let's get back more into the kind of health stuff as well. So gut and microbiome, huge. When I left China, my gut was so compromised. My digestive system was a mess. The stress, also, you know, the food there is not. Oh, I became better at the end, but, you know, not having a good quality of water. My diet during the lockdown was not amazing. Eating a lot of bread, a lot of rice, which is not something that I would usually have. But anyway, gut and microbiome. And this rules so many other things. The immune system. It's connected to the nervous system. It's connected to mood. It's huge. So one thing I would really recommend is, I guess you could call it a supplement, but if you're familiar with Dr. Zach Bush's work, something that I take every day with every meal, a few drops, the Ion Gut and Microbiome Support helped me sort out my gut and repair it. Within like 6 months, I was back on track. But even after just a couple weeks, I started to feel better. But like a full recovery, let's say, took a little while, as things do, you know? So gut and microbiome. I don't do probiotics. I don't do prebiotics. I have delved into colostrum. I found that to be good. But I was using it at the same time as the Ion. So not sure, you know, I would have to take it on my own, on its own, to see what the impact of that would be. But yeah, gut and microbiome. Your nervous system, huge as well, particularly if you have suffered traumas, if you have suffered enormous amount of stress, it's quite likely that your nervous system is not well regulated. Again, when I left China, my nervous system was a mess. I didn't realize it, but I had PTSD. I couldn't focus. I was overwhelmed just by small things. I could barely even contemplate just doing very small things. And actually, Luckily, I came across Patrick McKeown's work from the Oxygen Advantage, and I started walking and doing nasal breathing, and I actually studied with him as well. And this, this was such a big shift for me, just to tap into my parasympathetic, to calm myself, to balance, to regulate, to build a robust nervous system, hugely important. It will impact how you navigate through life, how you respond to situations, and how you perceive the world. If you don't have safety in your body, how can you move through the world in a safe way? So always, the buck stops with us. The finger is always, whatever finger we're pointing, we've got to turn that around and point at ourselves. Whatever situations you've been presented with, whatever life has shown you, thrown at you, dumped on you, we got to turn that around, and we can. Maybe it takes a little while, but you can get there if you just plug away and just pay attention to what needs to be paid attention to. Okay. So this is specifically for women. The women's cycle, hugely important. Ladies, we are not men. We're not meant to function like men. Our hormones fluctuate. We have different cycles. You can look at Miranda Gray's work on the woman's cycle. There's a lot more stuff out there now. I held a workshop in Shanghai in 2018 about the woman's cycle when it was actually not, women were just not aware of it. I was not aware of it, which is a shock, given, how old was I? I was 40 years old. This was the first time that I was delving into this. Can you believe it? So getting off that birth control, tuning into your cycle, respecting your cycle, knowing when to rest, nourishing yourself accordingly, going with the cycle, not going against it, not pushing oneself unnecessarily. For me, this has been a huge shift to just allow myself, I'm tired, I'm going to rest. Okay, I feel energized, today's the day to go. Ladies, look into your women's cycle, track your cycle, understand what's happening at each stage of the cycle, and then your body will kind of like just tune into it after a while, and you won't need to observe it so closely. Huge one. Now, something that is not discussed nearly enough, which for me is one of the most important things, are the energetics and the electrics of your system, the biofield and the chakras. And I'm not going to go into too much detail about this, but paying attention to these, one could almost argue that the biofield is kind of like your first line of defense, your aura, if you will. And as we go through life, we accumulate things, stress, traumas in our energetic field, disturbances. So if you think of yourself as kind of this beautiful instrument that should be harmonious and in resonance, but as we experience traumas and stress, we store all this information in our biofield. And from what, from what I understand, from what I've researched and learned, is that these things are actually stored in very specific areas, which I find fascinating. It's not random. We're all designed in a certain way. Isn't that interesting? So to do work to bring your biofield into balance, to do work to balance your chakras. And it doesn't even have to be a lot of work. So this is kind of getting to the interesting part now. Hopefully you found the previous parts interesting too. But so last night, and I've done a significant amount of work on energy medicine regarding energy, studying energy medicine, shamanic journeying, Reiki, sound bowl healing, but just feeling like there were still some things missing. And essentially, what I feel is so crucial, and this is mentioned in some, I think the Ayurvedic practices, certainly Chinese medicine, it's about flow. At the core of everything, we need to have flow. To be healthy and vital, we need flow within the body, blood flowing, electricity flowing, energy flowing. Now, so last night, I did a biofield tuning session with Eileen McCusick. Again, shout out to Luke Story, who did a podcast with her. Now, frequencies have been on my radar, excuse the pun, for a little while now. But I hadn't fully appreciated it. I started bringing them into my quantum sessions in kind of an unusual way because, as I said, it's been on my radar for a while, but I couldn't quite find the right resources. I studied sound bowl healing, but for me, it was incomplete. It's not a complete... there are good things about it. I don't want to say that there aren't. I find it very relaxing, but frequencies are a whole other level. Anyway, so I did a, I'd done a few sessions of Eileen's. Last night was the fifth, and literally in the middle of the session, I started experiencing these deep yawns. Like, I mean, it still hasn't fully cleared. I'll have to do a few more sessions. But a few like deep, deep yawns, like I was really drawing oxygen into my body. My back was arching. I could feel the electricity flowing around my body. And I've kind of felt twinges of it before. But perhaps because this is my fifth session, the layers are going a little deeper now. So this deep yawning, like arching my back, shrugging my shoulders. And then I, you know, experiencing this flow. And it just kind of dawned on me because, and it's not like I've not heard it before, but there's one thing being told something and then something entirely different when someone says to you, or when you experience it for yourself, how important flow is. And I could feel my body firing up. I could feel things flowing around. I could feel the, you know, my heart expanding and feeling the expansion, not feeling shackled by things anymore. So my friends, at the foundation of everything is flow. And I highly, highly recommend that you look into Eileen McCusick's work. I'll do the link in my notes. What I love about this is you're using your own body's wisdom. A lot of modalities, we're kind of digging into traumas, etc., etc. And kind of like the goal, you must always hold this question in your head, why am I doing this? And I think now, for me, the object is to create flow. It's to create flow. You know, we don't need to always dig into the, I need to resolve this trauma. No, what do I ultimately want to do? I want to create flow in my life. How do I do that? And some modalities I feel are just so intense. You know, you do ayahuasca. Yes, it's beautiful. You can commune and connect. But perhaps not everyone is ready for that. Perhaps better to do something like biofield tuning. Prepare the soil first and then get yourself in position where you can really harness the wisdom of ayahuasca because it is very, in my opinion, it's very taxing on the system. I find the biofield tuning to be more gentle. There's also Dr. Sarah Jane. She does spinal energetics. Really resonate with that modality as well. I've only done one session. Similar foundations, I would say, although Eileen uses her tuning forks. Dr. Sarah Jane works with the energy of the body and specifically the spine. But anyway, I hope you find that interesting. Really, if you want to create flow in your life, there are several things that we need to pay attention to, but... yeah, just asking yourself the question, how can I create flow? Is this modality, is this food, is this whatever this is, this breathwork practice, is this going to create flow in my body? I think this is a great question to sit with and to help you just steer the ship. And lastly, I talked about love, but love and acceptance of yourself. This is also going to create flow when you're not struggling with yourself, when you're not stopping at walls, when you're really tuning into yourself and going with the flow. But to go with the flow, you need to create the flow within your own body. Otherwise, it is challenging. So I hope you find this interesting and informative. And I wish you a really beautiful weekend. Bye.